The Nobel Committee awarded this year's Nobel to Princeton University professor Paul Krugman for his theories to answer questions about free trade and globalization. Among other things, the committee said in its statement, Krugman's ideas were based on economics of scale. That is, it's cheaper to produce things in mass. And his theories also explain why trade is dominated by countries with similar economic conditions and countries that trade in similar products. It said Sweden, which both imports and makes cars, is a case in point. In a telephone interview after the announcement, the U.S. economist said the award would enhance his visibility, and he described the current global economic turmoil as terrifying. Krugman comments on politics as well as economics as an analyst for the New York Times newspaper. He has sharply criticized the Bush administration on a number of issues, including the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Krugman spoke on ABC television on Sunday before he was awarded the Nobel Prize and was asked about the world coming together to solve the current financial crisis.
I mean, if something doesn't come out by late today, you know, we don't know, but it's very scary. And I have to say, it's been really disappointing. The communique, the G7, the big economic powers released a communique on Friday, which was boilerplate. It was not an actual plan. It was, in fact, if you're used to reading communiques, which alas I am, it was had all the signs of basic disagreements papered over. So this is not good. You know, at each stage during this crisis, policy has been less than people expected. And that builds up a cumulative loss of credibility here. And, you know, I just heard this morning that someone from Treasury is saying, well, we plan to begin these equity injections into banks within 2 weeks. 2 weeks? You know, Gordon Brown in Britain announced a plan on Wednesday, and they're going to do the equity injections in Britain tomorrow.
Krugman's $1.4 million award ends the series of Nobels for this year. Last week, the Nobels for physics, chemistry, mathematics, literature, and peace were awarded. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.